Our thanks to Dr. Michael Kolstad and orchestra, and Tim Wooten on the trumpet. Thank you so much. We're here to celebrate. We enjoy the music that lifts our hearts and brings glory to God. And we are also very honored tonight to have many of you from the city of Springfield. Tonight is our night dedicated to you. We extended invitation to several hundred business and community leaders and educational and governmental leaders in our city, and it is just an honor for those of you who have been able to attend with us today. And part this evening is in your honor. You've been a wonderful host city to our church family over the years. We love this city, and we want to make a difference in the city of Springfield, and to have you join with us tonight is a great honor for us. We're especially honored to have three of our elected representatives with us this evening from city and state government that will be bringing personal greetings. Mayor Tom Carlson, but a wonderful friend of this church, will be coming first to bring us greetings from the city. What a wonderful job he is doing leading in our city. After him will be Bob Dixon, elected representative to state government, and then following him, Senator Norma Champion. Please come. Let's welcome Mayor Tom Carlson.
Thank you, Pastor, and it's an honor to be invited here this evening. I've come to your church a few times over the years, and I just want to tell you how impressed I am about Central Assembly and what it does in our community. I brag on your church to a lot of people. What you've done here in the community and affecting the lives of young people particularly means a lot to me, and it's really, really special. You know, I think Springfield's special, but it wouldn't be what it is without this church and what it's meant throughout our community over the years. Pastor gave me the book that you all did as to celebrate this, and it's a lot of fun to look back at that and to think of the people that I've known over the years and to see them and to think of what each of those people did on an individual basis to talk about the gospel and to change the lives of the people around them. This church is a church with a wonderful history, a great spirit. Congratulations on the past 100 years. I know the next 100 is even going to be better. Thanks a lot.
First of all, thank you, Pastor, and the congregation for the honor of participating tonight in this manner. I appreciate it. Amanda and I began actually attending here at Central about 2.5 years ago after deciding that it was time to find age-appropriate Christian education for our three young daughters. It was a tough decision to leave our friends in the close-knit Assembly of God Fellowship that had become like family and was only 3 blocks east of our home. We searched for some time and one Sunday morning landed at Central and knew individually that this was the place for our family. We were both so impressed with the outreach and the service efforts in the surrounding neighborhoods, such as the after-school mentoring program across the street at Pipkin Middle School, right here in our Jerusalem, if you will, just 4 blocks west of our home. We've learned a great deal about the history and the rich heritage of Central this weekend. Dr. George Wood's presentation Friday night was inspiring. He exhorted us to pass on a full bucket to the next generation, referencing the old-time fire brigades that were careful to keep water in the bucket as they passed it down the line so that it was all there to fight the fire. What a picture of generations to come and our duty to them. He also quoted a former pastor, I believe here at Central, who said that the work of the Spirit is like a river, and a river flows within two banks where you have a mess. Those banks are akin to sound doctrine grounded in the Word, That reminded me of a recent family trip that we took down to Mammoth Springs, Arkansas. We stopped at the state park to see the spring, and we were absolutely amazed. It's beautiful if you've not been there. 10 million gallons of the cleanest, clearest water that you can imagine flows out of that mammoth spring every hour. It flows gently, and it stays within its banks, but within just a few hundred feet of the spring, it flows over a 20-foot dam built in the 1890s with the largest rocks that I've seen in a long, long time. This afternoon, I was reflecting on these things and on the things that Dr. Trask shared with us this morning concerning the stones that God told Joshua to place in the River Jordan as a sign of remembrance to future generations. Stones, he said, like leadership and commitment. I could not help but draw some comparisons. You see, that dam built years ago allowed the water to provide propulsion then for a water wheel for the mills that were built on site, and later for the turbines that generated electric power and light for the entire city. The city was not in darkness, but well lit because of the power, because of the stones that had been laid by those who had gone before, because of the water, but most of all, because of the source. May we never move the sacred stones. May we never forget the power of the washing of the water of the Word, of the life-changing power of the outpouring of His Spirit, and most of all, the source. You see, if the water is blocked, if the spring dries up, if the Spirit is not our source, the rocks will still be there, but the city may be in darkness. It's not by power, it's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It is important that we know our roots, a rich heritage. It's important that we have a vision for the future, but most important, it's critical that we continue daily in that source. Never underestimate the ability of one person, fully committed with a heart open to the direction and power of the Spirit to change the world. Perhaps you may be this century's Lily Corum. All it takes is a yes. Congratulations, Central Assembly, on 100 years of flowing in the direction that He has led. Tonight, the city and the world enjoy light because of you. I'm pleased to present this resolution to the church on behalf of the Missouri House of Representatives, and I'll read briefly the words to it. I made a few minor adjustments after the draft was handed to me. Whereas the members and staff of Central Assembly of God in Springfield will commemorate the 100th anniversary of their church's founding with a special celebration to be held on June 1, 2007. And whereas the Congregation of Central Assembly of God has a rich tradition of not only meeting the spiritual needs of the community, but the physical needs as well. And whereas Lily Corum, while seeking God in prayer through the night and early morning hours, June 1, 1907, at her home on East Division Street near the present-day church, she had a burden for the city and a desire to see God move in the lives of its citizens. And whereas on that same day, Lily Corum's sister, Rachel Sizelove, was traveling back to her hometown of Springfield from California with a mission to share with her friends and family the life-changing outpouring of the Spirit she had received at the Azusa Street Mission. And whereas when Rachel Sizelove reached her family home, her message was welcomed, and her sister, Lily Corum, was baptized in the Holy Spirit on June 1, 1907. In the years that followed, more people joined their prayer meetings, and in 1916, the church officially joined the Assemblies of God. And whereas through initiatives such as a food pantry, strategic relationships with Pipkin Middle School, Boyd and Weaver Elementary Schools, and various other community efforts, Central Assembly of God has expanded its influence beyond the walls of the church. And whereas due to its strategic location in close proximity to the Assemblies of God headquarters and universities, Central Assemblies of God has played an important role in the development of young leaders who now lead ministry and relief efforts around the world. And whereas, whether ministering to the needs of the community that surround the church or supporting global efforts, Central Assembly of God's desire to model the love desire is to model the love and compassion of Jesus Christ, whereas known, admired, and respected throughout the community as a divine proclaimer of faith and as a friend to those in need, Central Assembly has continued a fine tradition through commitment to meeting the spiritual needs of its members and looking ahead to a glorious future with God. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the members of the Missouri House, 94th General Assembly, join in extending our most hearty congratulations to the entire congregation of Central Assembly upon this very special anniversary event. Be it further resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House be instructed to prepare a properly inscribed resolution in honor of the 100th anniversary of Central Assembly of God Church, Springfield, Missouri. Thank you very much.
I'm very pleased to be able to be here and represent the State Senate and have also brought a resolution commending Central Assembly for its years of service in this community as a spiritual linchpin in the community and congratulating you on your 100th anniversary. But being a longtime member of this church, I'd like to add my own personal appreciation to the church and to tell you how important it has been to me. There have been a lot of comments made during these anniversary celebrations about the many men and women who have contributed to the growth of this church. Myself, in the years I've been here, I have been able to be under the spiritual guidance of 7 pastors. But pastors do come and go as God directs them on other paths, and wonderful church families that are a good support system do move, and new families move in as circumstances in their life change. But in the years I've been here, there's been one thing that hasn't changed at all, one invariable, and that is when we come together as a congregation, we come to worship Him. And as we come to worship Him, He is here with us because He inhabits the praises of His people. And any person coming through those doors can find a place, an atmosphere, where they can meet God personally and worship Him with us. And I've appreciated that very much. You know, I really believe that this church has remained vibrant and has remained relevant precisely because they have spent their money, their talents, and their resources in prioritizing where that should go. First, to provide that atmosphere for worship and love to God. And then to reach out into the community to demonstrate intangible ways our love and our support and our concern for the needs of our community. And these two priorities, I think, are the things that have made Central great and have made them a service to the community. And I want you to know that I am supremely honored to be a part of this congregation.
Thank you, Mayor Carlson and Representative Dixon and Senator Champion. Those gracious words, and for those gestures from the Senate and the legislature, thank you so much. That means an immense amount to us, and what an honor to have you all three participate in our evening tonight. We are just, as we normally do every Sunday night in our Sunday night service at 6 o'clock here, we receive an offering, and so we're going to be doing that tonight. I just want to say, though, if you're a guest with us, there's absolutely no obligation to give. We will be designating this offering towards defraying some of the costs of our 100th anniversary celebration, and if you are able and willing to give, that is fine, and if you're not able, you are welcome here, and we are just glad you're here. I'll call the ushers in just a couple of moments. You will find that our 100th anniversary commemorative book is for sale in the lobby at the book table, as well as the book Sparkling Fountain, which specifically highlights the events of June 1st, 1907, when our church began. We trace our history back to, as well as the first 10 or 15 years of Central's very, very early history. It is fascinating reading, and so those books are available to you in the lobby. I want to mention that this is also just the first phase of our celebration. And we are going to be continuing through the next 2 months to be highlighting events from throughout our church history, culminating with a great reunion, bringing people from all over the country in the first week of August who have been a part of the youth group here at Central Assembly over the years. And all of you are welcome to be a part of those days. It will culminate on the first Sunday of August, that week ending the reunion week. And on the first Sunday of August, former Missouri Governor and U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who grew up as well in our church family, he will be here. He'll speak Sunday morning in both services, and then bring a different message Sunday night in our evening service, and we'll have a reception to honor them and allow you to interact with them and with each other. And so that's the first Sunday of August. Hope you keep that in mind. You'll be seeing advertisings in the newspaper in the city as well. And we invite you, that'll be the other bookend on the other side to our summer celebration of our 100th anniversary. If the ushers will come forward, please. We thank you for your giving as you are able, and we just welcome again all of you. You'll find the music program for the rest of our evening in the commemorative program you have. It's towards the end, and please feel free to follow along there as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for generous people, for vision and mission and heart. Thank you for grace to make a difference, and thank you for your faithfulness to us over these years. As we receive our offering tonight, we pray that you will bless it. And bless the music that now follows, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.